Zerid should not have been smiling, and certainly should not have been at ease. He knew, as he always did, that he was one mistake, one unlucky break away from someone discovering Era and using her against him. Or worse, harming her. The thought made him sick to his stomach. He could not let himself get sloppy. He hopped on the back of a droid-driven cargo cart and rode it until he neared one of the port's exits. The spaceport and all the vehicles in it rusted in the moisture-rich air of Yinta Lake. The brown smears on walls and in corners looked like bloodstains. The exit doors slid open, and he hopped off the cargo cart. The collective voice of the streets hit him immediately. The shouts of air taxi drivers vying for fares. Yinta Lake had to have more taxis than any other city in the Midrim. Street vendors hawking all manner of foods, vehicle horns, the rush of engines.
"Heading to the inner ring, sir,"
said one of the taxi drivers, a tiny slip of a man.
"Hop right in."
"Lowest rates in Yinta, sir,"
said another, a gray-haired old-timer, cutting in front of the first.
"Vine fish, fresh off the grill,"
shouted a vendor.
Right here, sir."
To his right, a Zeltron woman, perhaps lovely once, but now just haggard, leaned against a wall. When she smiled, she showed the stained teeth of a spice addict. He winced. Shame warmed his cheeks. Only the 100,000 in his pocket and what it could do for Era kept him on course. Air cars and speeders lined the street, even a few wheeled vehicles. He pushed through the throng of pedestrians and picked his way through the buzz of traffic to a public comm station across the street. Once the pilot had cleared the spaceport, Vrath surreptitiously pointed the activator at him and powered it on. The nanodroids adhering to the pilot's boot came to life. The press of another button synced the activator to the particular signature of the droids on the pilot, and only those droids. He did not want to pick up any of the others that had adhered to other pedestrians. The bodies of the tracking nanodroids, about the size of a single cell, and engineered in a hook shape, would contract to embed themselves into the pilot's boot sole. From there, they would respond to Vrath's ping from a distance of up to 10 kilometers. Their power cells would keep them responsive for 3 standard days. More than enough, Vrath knew. The exchange had to get the Engspice to Coruscant quickly, or the market would be lost. He'd be surprised if they didn't try to move the spice tonight. He watched the pilot cross the street and head to a public comm station. Turning his ear in the direction of the station, Vrath activated his audio implant.